There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm here with Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn to try to bring you up to date as to what is going on, the potentially historic storm.
English
lesson here. An historic, not a historic. It is an historic, and it is
historic.
It's not historic at all.
Right?
It's a foot or two of snow. So maybe, depending on where you are, it started as rain down where Richie is, and it'll move up to Delmarva and into New York. And drop something. The storm isn't like Sandy, but certainly in a big city like New York, when you got a foot of snow or maybe more, it won't make things easy.
Doug, this is
for sure
an historic storm.
Is it, Rich?
It will dump 2 feet.
Whoa.
Everybody should buy every roll of toilet paper, every gallon of milk.
That's what I'm getting a kick out of. Looking around, for those of you who have been to the store in the last 24 hours, especially if you're in the Northeast Corridor, you look at the shelves and milk, eggs, bread, the usual stuff.
Yeah, the basics.
Yeah, exactly. I went in last night to a little store, and I saw all of these. You know, it's like somebody came in with a vacuum cleaner.
The locusts came through.
Cans are knocked over, and it just looks kind of silly. People get into this.
It's easy for a guy who owns a dairy store to not worry about having milk.
No, I'm not worried about having milk.
You could just hook up direct.
Or ice cream. Yeah, right. For those of you who don't know, I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have a dairy farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, where I am, and the dairy farm sells raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and things that are related to that.
You can skip the Moodle Man.
Yes, you can.
Moodle Man.
We got that, Jennifer. Thanks very much.
No problem.
So I'm looking at the headlines. Nor'easter threatens Northeast with 2 feet of snow. New York today, crippling, potentially historic blizzard. What historic from what perspective? Sandy was historic, but hello, it's wintertime. Get over it. The snow comes. Last year we had horrible snow in the
Northeast.
This
year hasn't been that bad, has it?
Well, no, I had like 6 inches, 4 or 5, 6 inches on Saturday.
Down here in the Mid-Atlantic. I mean, we're getting just on the tail end of all the stuff that you guys are getting. So we get these dustings, but we're getting a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're getting, every week, it seems like some kind of a frozen rain, snow event that lays half an inch to an inch on the ground, and that's it. It's gone.
All right, let me ask
California,
you.
It's going to sprinkle today.
let me ask you a question about the priorities that the president may or may not have. Supposedly, he's gone to India, and then he is going to pay his respects to the royal family in Saudi Arabia. So he's gone.
Yes.
And yet,
what do you think Netanyahu thinks of that?
Somehow or other,
Paris.
There is a plan that has been introduced today that will protect another 12 million acres of ANWR, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. So what the basic premise of this is, another in-your-face EPA, environmental, we're not going to allow this, that, or the other thing to go on. And I don't know under whether this is executive privilege or not, maybe. So, in essence, what it does is ban oil drilling on another 12 million. The United States of America, you and me, need to own another 12 million acres of land like we need a boil on our shoulder or some other place that perhaps is less proper for a boil to be. Why do we need to own and then have signs everywhere that you can't go on it because it's protected? No trespassing. I bought the land. I want to go on the land.
How come I can't get on
the land?
Why not?
If I own the land, why can't I not get on? You go on there, the environmental police will shoot you. So how is this good for America. 888-302-3684 is always the way to be in touch on the air on the live line. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Rich at DougSteffen.com. And then social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
You brought up the environmental police. Can we talk about that just for one
sure,
minute?
Sure. I'm happy to.
What do the environmental police do? How do you get that job?
They
go, freeze, we're going to hit you with some biodegradable glitter? I mean, like, what?
No, I'm not scared
of you.
There is a, in Massachusetts anyway, there is a branch of the environmental police that are set up the same as the sheriffs are set up the same as county police. There is so much police.
Hey, and these guys have some of those weapons that get sent down from the military that local police departments are getting around town.
Yeah, right. They all have their own vehicles.
So they can charge the Dutch farm at any moment with their machine guns.
Yeah.
A cow that's pooping
on some environmentally sacred plant that can shoot, and it's becoming asinine.
No pun intended.
Right. Bada boom, bum boom. Okay, so let's see. As long as I happen to be in the Boston area, the continuing search for jurors in the Boston bombing trial.
It's going to be tough.
Very tedious. In order to be seated for a capital punishment case like this, the juror has to be willing, but not necessarily eager, to hand down a sentence of either life in prison or death, which makes this a drawn-out process because a lot of people around here don't believe in the death penalty. And when I say here, because I'm in suburban Boston, I suppose I feel like I'm closer to it. But in essence, the bottom line is that you don't find a lot of people here who are sympathetic. Now, you can twist that around. There are a lot of people that are not sympathetic to the Boston bomber.
Right.
Which also makes it hard to find an untainted jury. You know, I would have a hard time handing out a life sentence, even though I very much believe in the death penalty. But for this scumbag, I wouldn't have a problem. He didn't have a problem with it.
I think the bigger problem there is finding somebody who doesn't have an opinion about the case.
That's the thing. No one's got.
They're going to have to move that thing to, like, I mean, West Virginia or something.
Go to Alaska. As long as we're there.
Exactly.
Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What are the issues that have riled people or gotten to the point of having more than one comment on any number of issues from the weekend? It's still the Patriots thing, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have a theory about this that you can
hold, Jen, hold on just for a second.
Sure.
So we had a moral ethicist, a sports moral / ethicist.
Ethics professor.
Thank you. Him too.
Yes, that.
All right. So we had him on, and he, you know, basically thinks the whole thing is a joke. What are people thinking that about the football is not a big deal, or do people really think that there is a moral ethical aspect to this?
I think it's kind of split. Matthew says, the more I hear from the Patriots about the Deflategate thing, the more guilty I think they are.
It's getting to the point where Carnegie Mellon is doing experiments to see if balls actually lose pressure when they go through extreme temperature changes.
Of course they do. Anything that has air in it, a tire from your car is going to lose when it gets cold like it has been.
29 degrees out, my little tire pressure gauge on my dash comes on and says tire pressure is low.
But your car, your tires have the whole weight of a car bearing down on them.
Football has the powerful hands of the quarterback all around them.
If you leave a kid's birthday party and you take the balloon out of the party room and outside where it's cold, it will deflate. But the question here is
there a bear going in the woods? The is there any noise?
Is why didn't the other team's balls deflate as well?
Am I allowed to play yet?
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
I can out-football Doug any day.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so here's what I think. I think that the NFL is totally in on this to get a bunch of press before the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they care that it makes them look stupid. I think that they could totally be in on this.
Do I think
it's out of the realm of possibility that the Patriots cheat? Oh, no, they are cheaters.
Right.
I think that but the NFL could actually have something to do. Maybe they're the one that jabbed the needle in.
It's great PR.
How many people are talking about it?
But I can't see the Patriots signing off on it. I can't see the Patriots going,
Patriots didn't know. Maybe they didn't know.
opinion.
So, well, but under the circumstances, is that saying that the game, the two players or the two teams in this game is not that good? They're not going to draw that much of a crowd?
No, it's that the NFL is very into predicting. They've manipulated the game so much to impact the outcomes of the game, to make them more hard-hitting, to make them higher scoring. They change rules year in and year out to make them more interesting to people.
Well, this doesn't seem out
of the realm of possibility for me that the league would make people look at the sport more closely.
I mean, baseball has undergone a major transition over the last decade to make or 15 years to make the game faster. Everyone's basketball done it. Every sport does it, but I can't imagine throwing one of your top franchises right under the bus like this to get the PR. It's the biggest sport in America.
The NFL's not going to do anything. Roger Goodell is such buddies with all the NFL owners. He's not going to do anything.
Well, he serves at their pleasure. All right, our poll at DougStefan.com today. Should the NFL punish the Patriots? A, yes, if the NFL can prove they cheated, they ought to not be in the Super Bowl. I'm going to get too many votes for that. B, yes, fine them, and then let's get on with the game. C, they would have won anyway, so what's the big deal? D, no, they didn't do anything wrong. Okay, anybody who votes for that? Jen, you're a hockey fan.
Love it.
Last night, the All-Star game was played. Mm-hmm. What did you watch the game?
I didn't watch the game, but I heard it was very high scoring, something like 17-12.
17-12,
like,
right.
Which is fun. I mean, those kind of games aren't taken very seriously, so it's kind of fun to just see a lot of scoring.
Let everybody score.
What was really cool for me, the great moment, is that the coach of the Kings, Daryl Sutter, he was one of the coaches, I think, for the losing team this year, which is typical since the Kings have been losing as well. But he has a special needs son, and so he brought his son with him to help him coach, to be his assistant coach.
Really?
So you see his son back there giving pep talks to all the players, saying, "We got to score four more goals."
It
was the absolute coolest thing. I actually tweeted a couple of videos because it made me want to go home. Very cute.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services discount. Right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll be right back. a teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ah! Oh! Anga Banga. One of my faves when it comes to the early rock era.
Hey, hey.
You go ahead, bye. Who is this?
One-hit wonder that thrills me, or kind of music, actually, that thrills me. We have a contest every day at this time aimed at trying to get you to focus back to the broad hit music category and the broad period from, let's say, the 60s into the,
what is it, hits of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and today.
And today.
Right.
All right, so this is called Na Na Hey Hey.
This is very creative.
Goodbye. Group is from Bridgeport, Connecticut. If you know the name of this group, call us at 888-302-3684. And the winner is going to be qualified for our resorts, Peaches Resorts giveaway, which is next week, I think. Week from Friday, Richie, is that right? We get this thing away?
Six, right.
Right, okay. So two adults, two children will be able to go to the Beaches Resort, either in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica, and you qualify for that drawing. If you can tell us who is singing this song, and one hit only, and this is it. Nobody tells you the background story that it's a studio group, and the guy on lead is the same guy who sang hundreds of tunes, literally, with different names and all that stuff. This is such a clever, fun, silly song. Crank it up, Richard, will you please? Oh, wait a minute, it's cranked up. This is how it sort of resets itself. Hey! Goodbye. This part right here. Always kills me when it gets right to that little, like, hitting the pipes in the house on the radiator.
Yeah, a lot of great percussion in this song.
For the era. All right, so let me tell you a little bit more about this group. Let's see. This was this week, 1970. That's a couple of tidbits. This group was known as the Three. They were all studio musicians, known as the Glenwoods. first time around. The group recorded Sweet Laura Lee, expected that to be a big hit, and they put Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Her Goodbye on the backside. They believe this song was so hideous that no DJ would accidentally ever play it. This song, by the way, went to number one quickly, stayed there for a couple of weeks, sold 1.4 million copies in its first go-around. They didn't want their real names used with the song, so they came up with a group that we're looking for here. A DJ in Georgia played this song, and the phones of the radio station went bananas. It's kind of like the sounds of silence. Dick Summer played the backside of a Simon and Garfunkel hit, and that song became a big hit. And it happens every once in a while. The record company purchased 100,000 copies of the record, forced it into the Billboard Hot 100 list. Radio stations then saw the entry on the Billboard, started playing it. It was in 2 weeks up to the number one position, stayed there for many weeks. 6.5 million copies to date of this song has sold. Can you believe it? 888-302. It's just a fun, really great song. Don's in Ramsey, New Jersey. Don, welcome. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. So who are we listening to there?
That would be Steam.
All right, so where put your head into this week in 1970, and this song was big. What were you doing? What did you think of this song and music in general?
It was, I was really into music back then, and I remember the song from when I was in grammar school, so that's way, way back.
Yes, it is way, way back. I remember from when I was teaching school. All right, Don's the qualifier for the trip. This is Steam on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the Pet Poison Helpline, an animal poison control center based out of Minneapolis, is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they came out with a list of the top 10 toxins for dogs of 2013. Number one was chocolate. Dark equals dangerous. Baker's and dark chocolate are the most toxic, but any type of chocolate should be forbidden. Xylitol, the sweetener found in sugarless chewing gum and candy and medications, should never be around with your dogs. Also, ibuprofen and any type of human medication, not there. Over-the-counter cough, cold, and allergy medications as well. Insecticides, grapes and raisins, insect bait stations, prescription medications, glucosamine joint supplements, silica gel packs, and on and on and on. The bottom line is this. If it looks dangerous, or if you even think it's dangerous, chances are it is. And here's a number you should all have. 800-213-6680. That's the number. If you think your dog has been poisoned, you vet first, that number second. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Did you pay for child care last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime. And holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for child care, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a radio show. And it says, I'm always sort of, I don't really go for that word on a radio program because you can't see anything, although that used to be the case now with many of our websites and Facebook and social media connections, Instagram, Pinterest. There are things you can see about what the hosts are doing. Sometimes some of the programs have live feeds. We don't have that here because you wouldn't want to see any of us.
Yeah, I was going to say, this kind of stuff makes radio people everywhere just shiver because, you know, hello. Oh, we're in radio because we're not on TV.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. So, there is no hard proof that medical marijuana benefits sick children. Evidence that it may harm developing brains becomes the focal point for a study on the use of medical marijuana. The governor of Colorado over the weekend made a big deal out of the approval. Remember, he said he was against it. People voted for it anyway. Colorado and Washington, I think, are the first two states where you can not get commercial pot. This is an issue of medical marijuana, though. At least, I mean, are they different? No.
Well, it's a different process. In Washington and Colorado, you can just walk in and buy it, where in California, where we have medical marijuana, you have to first go and get a medical marijuana card, which is given to you by a doctor.
So the question comes on whether doctors should use the drug. There was an incident last week, and I think it went to court, or it's going to court, if I remember the story from midweek, Kenny. 2-year-old was being given something of a marijuana-based, well, I don't think it was a, it wasn't a cigarette, but it was something that was aimed at curbing the pain. This 2-year-old has inoperable, I think, brain cancer.
It was oil, I think.
A marijuana oil, right. Mm-hmm. And so that became controversial. I don't even know, how would you, why would you have to tell anybody, can you buy this medical marijuana or medical marijuana oil? Is it as readily available as the tobacco? And if so, why would anybody know what you were using it for unless you said something about it? Having more expertise in this area.
Prescription.
Go ahead. Either of you, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this was in Australia. I'm not sure exactly what the...
If it's different.
I mean, I know the medical marijuana is illegal there, but I don't know as far as getting it or how they found out he had it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Richie, would you start to say?
No, if it's a prescription, like here in states where they have medical marijuana, you need a prescription for it. So certainly he would have had it, need to have had it prescribed for the child.
There are parents who insist that medical marijuana has cured their children's seizures or led to some other improvements, but the American Academy of Pediatrics has a new policy which says rigorous research is needed to verify the claims. So medical marijuana, just marijuana-based treatments, some of the people who are pediatricians say you can treat kids with marijuana-based treatments as long as you remove the marijuana. there's a drug category, heroin, LSD, and other narcotics that are not accepted for medical use. So what they want to do is first separate them, the American Academy of Pediatrics, separate those drugs from the medical marijuana so that it gets treated differently. Is it? I'm not a doctor. And I guess the ethical side of this, I don't really care about the composition. I would be more interested in the ethical side of this. And that's where the debate really rages. Are you likely to want to do something? If you have a child that's really sick, are you going to want to do something, anything, everything you can to alleviate the pain that you're seeing your child go through? And will you go to extraordinary limits? There's always a debate. There's always a discussion about how children are taken care of. They become the focal point. Every year, there isn't a year that I can think of that's gone by. We haven't had some child die because the parents refused to get treatment for the child because it was against their religious principles. So there's the other extreme. You got one group or a section of parents who are taking care of children who are very sick and they want to give them everything they can to alleviate the pain. And on the other end, there are some parents who don't want to do anything. So where do you come down? What makes sense here? How do you discuss this in a sane, rational way and come up with a policy that is sane and rational? Shouldn't it be by design, if they are your children, up to you to take care of your children the way that you see fit? Is that not part of what parenting is all about? And then do we have then, if parents aren't doing what the community standard is, it's up to the community your next door neighbor sees something wrong and he reports it to the police. Well, this is really tough for me.
Here's where it's
really, really, really sticky. Yeah.
Because you have parents, okay, so you have parents who may not, because of religious beliefs or whatever, believe in using modern medicine in any way. They don't want to use any type of drug. So then if a child could be cured simply with a use of a certain drug, we jump on board saying, well, the parent is being irresponsible. But do they ultimately, do we want to keep government out? Do the kids, do the parents ultimately have the right to control what goes in their child's body? It's really kind of interesting where the state has come in and, you know, taken control of kids' health records and stuff. That's a tough one for me. I mean,
Alaska,
trusting people to do the right thing and then maybe they don't, and then you have the government playing moral cop.
Yeah, right. Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, Washington, 19 other states, including the District of Columbia, Richie, have laws allowing medical marijuana use. And in order for a child to qualify, circumstances have to come from the advice of a doctor, a pediatrician. It can't be the parent's decision. So
in this one case, though, this guy wasn't, I mean, you see these, or you hear the horror stories of parents who are blowing marijuana smoke in their kid's face or in their animal's face to try to get them high. This guy was using an oil and I think rubbing it on the kid's gums or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Now, apparently the AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, is also opposing the use of marijuana by children just in the states that are legalizing it for sale for just general general use, and saying that they support decriminalization, but I think that the effects that it has on kids under the age of 21, we should not be promoting it to them through legal sale.
888-302-3684 for comments. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken or Richie or Jennifer, and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Here's the next. Here's another one that comes out of the same playbook, if you will. The measles, as they have affected the West Coast, Disneyland, you remember last week?
Sure.
I think it actually started last month, where there was a case of measles, and then it developed into a dozen cases, and then two dozen, and now 85 cases in seven states, including an Arizona family of four who had gone to Disneyland. So here's the next question, the ethical, moral question of whether parents ought to be allowed to choose whether to vaccinate their children. This is an age-old story for me because I have very strong feelings about vaccines, at least the way they used to be constituted. Now we have the public health officials weighing in. Here's a fellow who is in charge of, I think it's the California, it's a county public health director in California, says, quote, "This is a case where a family that has decided to not vaccinate their children are experiencing the consequences." He's talking about the family of four who got the measles, suggesting that if they had had the shots, they wouldn't have gotten the measles. But you know as well as I do that there are a lot of people who just say no to this. If the parent of very young children, or if you have an older 75, 80, 90-year-old, whatever, a person in your family who has weak immune system, this is the kind of stuff that they become vulnerable to. But is this enough information to suggest that all we should pass a law which requires that parents step out of the way and the federal or state governments take over responsibility and make you vaccinate your child? Is that fair, honest, just? Is it something that is on your radar screen? You got a young, my daughter and I had this conversation. They decided they were going to vaccinate their children, their son, my grandson, with some things. Not all of it, but some of the things. California is one of the 19 states that allow parents to refuse vaccinations based on their personal beliefs. So she can choose what she wants to do here and there. Kaiser
I think
it's
so irresponsible not to vaccinate. And if you do, if you choose, okay, I'm not going to be hypocritical because I want to keep government out of our lives as much as possible. Mm-hmm. If you just choose not to, then you better keep your kids out of places like Disneyland and sporting events and everywhere else. You better keep them in a bubble.
There's
because
enough.
It's just not fair to everybody else.
A polio vaccine. Okay, we've had enough years to be able to look at something like that and go, okay, yeah, definitely.
This was smart, good.
Give me that one.
Got to do it.
You know, and then there's some that come around and you're like, yeah, okay, I'm not so sure about that one. Has it been out there?
Well, Richie, what'd you do with your two children?
I vaccinated them.
Oh, with everything.
We do not get flu shots, but they got all the vaccinations, yes. Quite honestly, I don't want to say all of them, but most of them are required for them to be able to
go to school.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. All right. Kenny, what about you with the kids? When you went into that family, it was instant family, so those kids were probably already vaccinated by the time you got there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
Do you remember what you did? Did your parents vaccinate you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, your parents vaccinated you?
Vaccinated you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I've had all the shots. When I was a kid, I have a scar for the
polio, right?
We all had that. Yeah. No, I believe I had all of the things that and my children did as well. The controversy really didn't develop until, 10, 12, 14 years ago? Isn't that when the whole business about whether autism is caused by the shots that have silver in them, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you can't tell me, though. Wouldn't have autism been something before then? I mean, to me, autism, it would be much easier to link to diet problems, dietary problems.
With the mother in the womb, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's one other one for us to think about. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
The Maryland School for the Blind last week announced a suspension of a Bible study for blind teenagers. The reason, the church-state issue. This is, these things send me into the ozone. This has been going on for 10 years. They've taught this, no complaints, nothing, nope, no problem. And then somebody gets a hair across their butt and says that because there is a church-state issue, they're going to shut the whole thing down. So nobody, if you want this, you can't get it now. Because it has created this surge of concern with a parent, one parent.
So shut this private down. School?
Maryland School for the Blind? I'm going to guess it might be, Richie, but I don't know the answer to that. You know what it reminds me of? I'm going to tell the story quickly because Jenna was going to do the television report. Last night, my sister and her husband and Meredith and I had dinner, and she sort of is involved in the local historical society here in Framingham. And the third grade classes for 40-some-odd years have come every year to learn about Framingham at the Historical Society. They come over and they teach the classes, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a new teacher involved in the program, and apparently she has a handicapped child in her third grade class. And so there's no elevator in this old building, and they can't put an elevator in because the building wouldn't structurally take it.
Historical.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and it's protected by the historical Watts's coverage of, you know, okay, you can't do this, that, the other thing, this historical building. So this teacher says, if you don't put an elevator in so that all of my students can take advantage of this program, I'm going to shut it down. So that would mean that the 30-some-odd classes of third graders in Framingham could no longer learn the history of Framingham because this one teacher has one child, and that's, you know, I'm happy to tell you that the handicapped children ought to get every same opportunity as children who aren't handicapped. But to be so damn selfish as to say, I'm not going to allow this, no kid will be able to learn any more about the history of the town because I can't get my one child into the second story of this building. What do you think about that?
It's sad for the one kid that can't go,
yeah,
for sure. But I mean,
but there's going to
be
certain circumstances where you're just not going to be able to participate. And while that's too bad, sorry. I mean, what are you going to do?
There are some things that I can't participate in that you can't participate in. There's always going to be something that isn't quite fair. And, you know, the sooner you can deal with that, I guess. It's,
well, not every child can play football. Does that mean you're going to shut the program down because you can't all play football? That's the kind of thinking that is just so, I think, selfish, frankly. Anyway, you're a minute away from Jennifer's update on television. Television news next on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law for 50 states and laws number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
So, Jen, 55% of millennials view programming on an actual TV. So, 45% don't have a TV or use a TV. Use a
you
laptop,
don't need
a
one
tablet,
anymore.
Or a smartphone. Wow. All right, what else? Yep. A lot of talk about the television SAG Awards.
Yeah, let's talk about the TV winners for the SAG Awards. Again, the same old tune. Cable and alternative media like Netflix doing really well in this category. Outstanding performance in a drama series was the cast of Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding performance by a male actor was Kevin Spacey in House of Cards. I really want want to check that one out. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a drama series. This one's a surprise to me. Viola Davis and How to Get Away with Murder.
That was the only regular TV show, though, right?
You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series, Orange is the New Black. Male actor in a comedy series went to William H. Macy for Shameless. The female actor in a comedy series was Uzo Aduba for Orange is the New Black. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a television movie went to Mark Ruffalo for The Normal Heart. And Game of Thrones was the best for a comedy or drama series. Outstanding action performance by stunt ensemble.
No comedy, will it?
No.
Game of Thrones, not quite comedy.
Look at that head came off.
Right. Yeah, look at that. Watch why everybody laughs while I stick this sword in this guy. 51 after on Good Day.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then-Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Has joined us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks that make Heart Factors Plus. Dr. Ken will tell you why that is a great product after he tells you about drinking coffee and the good news there.
This really is good news. This is out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week, Doug. Here's another good reason to drink coffee. It turns out the more coffee you drink, the lower your risk of getting deadly skin cancer known as melanoma. Yeah. For example, 4 cups of coffee per day reduces your risk by a whopping 20%. Of course, the best way to lower your risk of skin cancer is by reducing your exposure to the sun and ultraviolet radiation. So just get out the sunscreen. You want a broad spectrum sunscreen with protection for both UVB and UVA with SPF of 15 or higher.
Get BuzzBox coffee at 866-456-0. All right, next up, Dr. Ken is one of the country's foremost heart doctors. He's a cardiologist. And so the interesting news from the people studying pneumonia and how the two are connected.
Doug, Journal of the American Medical Association this week, a total of 1.2 million people are hospitalized for pneumonia in America each year. People who are hospitalized for pneumonia, here's the news, face a higher risk for a heart attack or stroke in the following weeks and months, but the increased risk can last for years. So keep your hands clean and talk to your doctor about pneumonia vaccines. Adults 19 through 64 with certain medical conditions should have it, and all adults over the age of 65 and older.
How do you vaccinate against pneumonia?
A shot.
Okay.
Two shots.
You dummy. What's the matter with you?
What's wrong with me?
The FDA, speaking of things that are wrong, has approved the psoriasis drug. You can pronounce this because I don't even want to.
Cosentyx.
Cosentyx.
Actually, this is wonderful news. Have you ever met somebody with who has psoriasis? It's just
horrible.
There's an injectable drug called Cosentyx. It's a new class of drugs to treat adults with moderate to severe skin infection called plaque psoriasis. Psoriasis is a skin condition caused by the immune system not working properly. Plaque psoriasis is the most common form of the disease. They develop thick red skin with flaky silver-white patches called scales. You know they've been there. They sit on your couch. They leave their own skin there. They just lose their skin like a snake. It's horrible. I feel for these folks. But this is great news. This is not only a new drug of a class we have. This is a brand new class of medications. Just talk to your doctor about Cosentyx.
All right. So with the FDA, there is news today that they want to regulate some of those wearables, not like Fitbit. Fitbit apparently is okay. Do you have people that come into your office that are wearing these devices and they say, how does this affect my health, my heart health?
No, I haven't had anyone. Sorry.
Really? That's right. I would think you'd encourage people to wear them because it helps them track whatever exercise, to encourage exercise of any size or shape. Have you got one? I'm trying to picture you wearing a Fitbit. I'm not having an easy time imagining you wearing a Fitbit. But you know what they are. No, I'm talking about Ken. You know what a Fitbit is, right?
I can't tell you.
It's almost like a watch. You wear it and it takes...
It's a wristband.
Tell you how many steps you're walking.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Right. I know what you're talking about. It's just one brand or the other. People wear them around their waist.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. They're very helpful.
All right. I want you to know that Dr. Ken and I, every weekend, Saturday morning from 7 to 9 Eastern time, are on the air to take your call. So if you're going to call Saturday between 7 and 9 and be a part of the next Good Day Health program, ask your question to Dr. Ken at 888-DRKEN. How's that way? 55.
These are very important because of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week, that sitting for long periods of time actually increases your risk for disease and early death. And even if you exercise, so if you do sit at work, make sure you stand up and move about 1 to 3 minutes every half hour. And also when you're watching television, get up, stand or exercise during those commercials.
And I will tell you, sitting on one of these yoga balls is great. Try it.
All right, wait a minute. Did I miss something here? I was talking about the Saturday program and you came back around like I asked you a question. I asked you a question.
Asked you.
Yeah. What? Sitting for long periods of time, what does it do?
It increases your risk for heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and death. Regardless of regular exercise.
Find out more from Dr. Ken on this and many other subjects over the weekend. A live program is 7 to 9 East Coast time. It's the Good Day Health Program. Lots of questions. Dial them in. 888-55-DRKEN or email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or meet Doug at dougstefan.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.